long-awaited homecoming is on the way. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Finally, after waiting all this time, I'm going to be able to hug my kid, you know, put my arms around him.
The parents of former Marine Trevor Reed speaking to reporters a short time ago outside their home in Texas after his release in Russia, where he'd been detained for 3 years, accused of an assault that U.S. officials denied. Paula and Joey Reed say their main concern now is his health.
He looks terrible to us. I mean, as his parents, we know he does not look well. He's very thin.
He was walking strange, and it looked like they had to help him get up in the airplane.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
Reed was freed as part of a prisoner swap for a Russian pilot serving time for drug trafficking in the U.S. Family members of another American still held in Russia, Paul Whelan, say they're full of happiness for the Reeds, but question how much harder a second agreement might be. A deadly shooting at a hotel in Mississippi. Police say three people were killed in Biloxi. And then the suspect assaulted another victim about 13 miles away in Gulfport, where he's now barricaded inside a business with officers trying to negotiate a peaceful surrender. A heated exchange on immigration at a House hearing as New York Republican Congressman John Katko presses Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas on a new six-point plan. Katko says there's been a surge of migrants since President Biden took office.
Why didn't you implement the six pillars then? Why did you wait for 14 or 16 months to implement these things?
Many of these lines of effort have been underway since this administration began.
And I thought you just said that they're underway and being implemented now.
Mayorkas says they inherited a broken system and that Congress needs to fix it. He also insists they will meet the challenge of an expected influx of migrants when a COVID-era limit on asylum seekers ends. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A celebration of life at Washington's National Cathedral in honor of Madeleine Albright.
Presidents Biden, Obama, and Clinton were all in attendance, along with the presidents of Georgia, Kosovo, Colombia, Bosnia, and the Czech Republic. Albright was born in what was Czechoslovakia and fled the Nazis as well as Soviet rule.
Freedom had no greater champion than Madeleine Corbel Albright.
Albright was ambassador to the UN and then served as Secretary of State under President Clinton.
She could go toe-to-toe with the toughest dictators, then turn around and literally teach a fellow ambassador how to do the Macarena on the floor of the UN Security Council.
Albright died of cancer a little over a month ago. She was 84 years old. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Another set of new congressional maps gets tossed out in court as legal fights stemming from census-driven changes continue around the country. New York's highest court just rejecting maps drawn by lawmakers and seen as favorable to Democrats after a bipartisan commission couldn't agree on new maps. Today's ruling sides with Republican voters who sued and says it will likely be necessary to move primaries for congressional seats and state Senate races from June to August. A lineup fit for a queen.
Ed Sheeran and Sir Cliff Richard will be part of the festivities planned for June to mark Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the British throne. Sheeran will perform during the finale, which will include leading the singing of God Save the Queen. Richard, known for his 70s hit Devil Woman, will participate as one of the 150 national treasures who have shaped British culture over the last 70 years. The festivities are set for June 2nd through 5th. They'll include dancers, acrobats, vintage cars, military bands, and a 20-foot-tall puppet of a woman surrounded by corgi puppets. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. A rally continues, but it's cooled a bit. The Dow's up 159. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.